folks. As a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended it.
That there could be an un-American style. Un-American style fascism, which tells right in the United States of America. So what you have to understand is that the logic that the DNC is using right now is not an American logic. So
what the finger pressure scene, kind of an EU NATO crime syndicate?
No, it's much worse than that. It's much more like the way they're behaving is much more like people fighting for power in the Weimar Republic, or people around Stalin or Mao fighting for power.
Yeah, Tricom. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, it's communist tactics. So that's why you're seeing like the erasure of dissidents, right? That's a communist thing. Just
no, you're right. It's all
history.
A standard Maoist playbook. And we know, I mean, look at Walls. He literally has lived in China. Now it's been reported he collects all this Mao stuff, loves it, says he's a communist. Yeah, this is really creepy. And so while the intelligence agencies are trying to defend the Democrats, thinking, oh, it's the same old corrupt system, no, now they can just shoehorn in whatever this international thing is.
Flying spray planes is one of those jobs where you have to have your eyes open and your mind in gear all the time. My boss told me one day, if you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something, even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing? Where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Well, welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And modern technology, if things are going to freeze and lock up, it will happen. So, anyhow, the first hour, I was visiting about the eugenics, the election, what is happening, what's going to happen at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Because I'm visiting with you about eugenics, we want to talk about, I want to visit with you about Bill Gates, and there are things happening that with Bill, there comes a time to invest. So in 2021, he buys for $2.2 billion, he now owns a controlling stake in Four Seasons hotels. So right after Biden came into power, Bill goes on a buying spree. His investment firm is taking control of the Four Seasons luxury hotel chain after reaching a deal with Saudi Prince Al Waleed bin Talal's Kingdom Holding Company. The billionaire's firm, Cascade Investment LLC, will pay $2.2 billion in cash. We can't pay cash. Why can he pay cash? To boost the stakes in Four Seasons Holdings. Why? Why would he pay in cash? It's very interesting, very subtle. He doesn't want cash because the BRICS / multipolar world countries / international new international order nations are dumping U.S. dollars. So this is why he's dumping his cash. He pays cash so that he could boost its stake in Four Seasons Holding from 71.25% up from 47.5%. So the value of the Four Seasons is about $10 billion at that time. Okay, numero uno. Now let's see what else he's up to. This is in 2017. No. Wrong one. This one was just, I think, here in the last month. Yep, in the last week, I think. We'll switch to Wyoming. Let's go to an energy company. Bill Gates and his energy company are starting construction at their Wyoming site for the next generation nuclear power plant he believes will revolutionize how power is generated. In the tiny community of Kemmerer, you remember Kemmerer, Wyoming? The home of J.C. Penney. J.C. Penney began his career in Longmont, Colorado at 3rd and Main on the northwest corner, the Imperial Hotel, down in the basement. It's kind of, you don't have a lot of headroom in the basement of the Imperial. Well, that's where J.C. Penney's used to, he sold beef. And that's where his business was, right there underneath that Imperial Hotel. And then he moved to Kemmerer, Wyoming, and started, what was that called back then, where you had a book? Oh, I forget the term. It was kind of like Amazon or that kind of back, the catalog. You could buy things on the catalog. You had J.C. Penney's, Sears and Roebuck. So he moves up there, and he was a real short guy. He was like 4'10". His wife was like 4'6". So he built a house in Kemmerer. It's still there, the J.C. Penney house. It's like taking a regular old home and shrinking it down by like about 15 or 20%. I mean, it was built for these two individuals. Everything was smaller. But this is where Bill Gates is headed. He went up there sometime in the last month to break ground on the project. The company... Microsoft, he's the He's a chairman of Terra Power. The company applied to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in March for a construction permit for an advanced nuclear reactor. This reactor uses sodium, not water, for cooling. So when they approve it, it's going to operate as a commercial nuclear power plant. Now, it's going to be built right next to the Pacific Corp's Naughton Power Plant, which is just outside of Kemmer to the west and a little bit to the south. And this plant is going to stop burning coal in 2026. And then natural gas will be discontinued a year later. See, he has long-term plans. He's thinking that maybe, I think it was in the article, 2030, somewhere in there, this thing might be online. Well, he's going to run out of time because somebody needs to tell Bill that by 2032, late in the year, Christ will return. Armageddon will be completed. And if the system's working, we should be going to a break. And it doesn't look like it's going to kick in again. So I'll have to continue. If it's digital, it will break. Everything digital has been built on shifting sand. And Christ said anything that is built on shifting sand is going to fall. Anything, and these chips are built on silicone sand. The whole, in the future, the whole system is going to come down. So Pacific Corp plans to get carbon-free power from the reactor and says that it's weighing how much nuclear to include in its long-range planning. It's aiming to having the site ready so TerraPower can build a reactor as quickly as possible if the permit is approved. Read my lips. The permit will be approved. Russia is at the forefront for developing sodium-cooled reactors. So Gates told the audience at the groundbreaking that they were standing on what will soon be the bedrock of America's energy future. This is a big step toward safe, abundant, zero-carbon energy, Gates stated. It is important for the future of this country that projects like this succeed. Now, advanced reactors usually use a coolant other than water and operate at a lower pressure and higher temperatures. Such technology has been around for decades, but the U.S. has continued to build large conventional water-cooled reactors as commercial power plants. So, now the Wyoming project is the first time in about four decades that a company has tried to get an advanced reactor up and running as a commercial power plant in the United States, according to the National Regulatory Commission. Kemmer, Wyoming. Now, my own thoughts. Why is this interesting to me? I used to live up there. I worked in a mine outside of Green River, Wyoming. Spent a lot of time in Kemmer, up in that area. Used to work up there. I worked in the oil field. I worked on the drilling floor. And I love it. It's beautiful. All the creatures that are safe. They have, I think they had some badgers and had some, the world doesn't need any stinking badges or badgers. And I used to work north and west drilling, then down right around Kemmer, just south of Kemmer, 3-4 miles. And now we've been by that gas plant or that power plant many times. Kemmer is a very small city. Now, up the road to the north and to the west, you have the Rockefeller. You have the Grand Tetons. You have Jackson Hole, which is owned by the Rockefellers. And then you have down north of Rock Springs, I don't know where, somewhere out in that beautiful sagebrush, you have Dick Cheney. He has his farm or ranch or estate. And it's interesting, in my view, nothing happens in Wyoming if Cheneys aren't involved and Rockefellers aren't involved. And nothing happens with Gates unless the Rockefellers are involved, or the Cheneys, or the Obamas, or the Bushes. So when I saw this article, I started thinking, is it going to be approved? Guarantee it. Guaranteed. It's going to go. It's going to cost about $35 billion. And this is going to cost about $17 billion. If I can find exactly the amount. So he's investing. Initially, he invests in the Four Seasons Hotel. Now he's investing in a nuclear power plant. And also, he is buying acreage. Let's see if I can find. Bill Gates' farmland produces McDonald's French fries. So when you eat McDonald's French fries, you are eating Bill Gates' potatoes, most likely. And it kind of goes into a history. The article I'm reading from goes into a history, and I don't want to get into it. I can't do it. A new book that was written said that a potato farm owned by Bill Gates produces potatoes for McDonald's. In her book, Doss writes that Gates has an agricultural team that handles his farm investments. Now, why would that be important? Well, right here in northern Colorado, Bill has bought up quite a few acres for farming, right here in Colorado, northern Colorado. I believe in Larimer County. Now, he also produces carrots, corn. Some of the potatoes McDonald's uses are from his farms. Top landowner in the United States, 275,000 acres as of April of, I believe, this year. Made up of property in many states. He spent millions of dollars to add to his portfolio. He states that his ultimate goal, Bill Gates' ultimate goal, will benefit others. I have invested in these farms to make them more productive, create more jobs. Some of the people that used to work for him had some interesting comments, if I can find them. I don't have the time to rifle through the paper here. Yeah, I found it. Gates supposedly was wounded by the United States Justice Department antitrust suit against Microsoft in the 1990s, according to the book. So he took as an personal insult. This makes no sense to me at all, Gates would say, in the words of one former Microsoft employee who spoke with him often on the company's media strategy. I don't understand how your government comes for you when you're one of the brightest lights in contributing to the economy, the book reads. Bill was confused into thinking that it was a legal case when it was always political. Bill didn't understand that, according to an executive, Bob Muglia. It really hurts Bill. It was a personal attack on him. The workplace culture at the Gates Foundation could be rough. Another individual says that, in the book, he's the scariest person in the world to provide a recommendation on briefing to because he scans a page, comes back at you with something like, what you say in the footnote on page 9 does not match the footnote on page 28, one former Foundation employee says in the book. Now, I read that, and it's an insight into who he is. You can't scan and then find these two discrepancies unless you are, well, assuming. And I'm assuming that most people assume that he has photographic memory. I believe it's more than photographic. And this is scary because he may have not only photographic, but what if he has, I don't know if you call it, the ability to remember every word that you spoke or you have spoken and every word that has been spoken to you in every conversation. This is, to me, an insight. I know that he is brilliant, but it didn't click. Marco Rubio has this type of memory where he can remember every conversation, what he has presented, what has been presented to him. And with this kind of a mind, I'm really tempted to present something to you that maybe I shouldn't. Well, when Barry Satoru resumes power, this is why Barry is going to have Bill as one of the main individual who will help him in this new administration. Bill will help Barry in the coming administration. Right-hand man. This is very interesting that I read this last night and it didn't click till just now. The man is more than brilliant, much more than brilliant. This type of a mind is, I'm going to pick the right word. Hold on here. This is otherworldly, from another time, from another world. This kind of a mind should be frightening. Frightening is not even the word. It's terrifying. There are very few people in the world. There is the military, and I think the Catholic Church, they have done profiles on intelligence. And you can call it photographic memory, etc. I have a friend that had encyclopedic memory. I have only met one person like that in my life. Her name was Kelly. Kelly Moore lived in Missouri. He's gone to be with the Lord, but he had a encyclopedic memory. So he could pick a topic, or he could begin at A and go to Z. Brilliant, brilliant, wonderful individual. One of my best friends. I used to spend hours on the phone with him visiting, and he would tell me about, he would, like with Operation Woodpecker and all these different programs in this country and in Russia, in Europe. But he had an encyclopedic memory. You want to talk about the robin, the red, red robin came bop, bop, bopping along, you know? Or you wanted to talk, start at A and go to Z. He could, very, very few people are ever this brilliant. There are people in the Bible that have this unique, unique ability, God-given. Moses was one of the most gifted individuals ever born. He was, and these unique abilities of this magnitude, God, it's like dispensing. Well, God, I'll use the word dispenses. God, as God, will give or dispense to his children these qualities, these abilities, if he feels they will be faithful in using these abilities to represent him in a proper way, in a fashion that is pleasing to God, that is helpful to mankind. The Apostle Paul in the New Testament would be another example. But Moses had this ability that is very, very rare. Nebuchadnezzar of Egypt had the ability when Daniel was in his employ. But Satan also will give individuals that are going to further the kingdom of darkness this kind of ability. And they will use this ability for evil, to further the evil plans, the diabolical plans of the Satan, of the devil. This is what they do. Now, very, very few people, I'll talk about some of the other individuals that have this kind of ability to a degree. Fauci, Schwab, others in finances like Gates, I'm sorry, not Gates, Soros, Jorge Soros. Another in strategy and seeing the big picture, the huge overall picture, Vladimir Putin. I'm telling you, this Vladimir Putin is a unique individual. Whether he's anti-Semitic or not, I don't know. He is unique. Trump is unique, but not like Putin. Putin is on the scale of I don't know. And the reason I understand this is because I had another friend who, brilliant, and I shouldn't tell the story, but my wife always says, honey, why is it that the Lord puts these type of people, why do you know these kind of people? Because, I mean, you're not on this level. Well, she just doesn't know. I haven't told her the truth, even though we've been married. I told her I have some secrets I have been keeping from her, but I haven't disclosed everything. In fact, I told her the other night, I said, well, honey, I think we've been married for all these years. There's something that maybe I should tell you that... And she stopped what she was doing. She says, what? I said, well... And I distracted her, and I didn't say anything. But anyhow, going back to this friend, his name was Gary. He was an individual that understood the world of mining metals, building transmission lines for power, railroads, you might say he just understood it. He actually was the gentleman, the individual that gave Lee Iacocca, he worked for Lee Iacocca, and gave Chrysler the vision for the Caravan. This is what this individual, how brilliant he was. And he could take a manual on the transmission or on the motor or on the electrical system of any Chrysler. He could read it and would go in to the with the architects and the engineers and explain to them everything he had just read. One day he was called into the office. There were some men sitting with suits at the end of the table. They were from the FBI. They thought he was a spy. He says, no, I'm not a spy. They said, how do you know all this? He said, I read the book. Well, how long did it take you to read the book? Well, half an hour. Well, what's on this? He said, what do you want to know? Well, and they'd pick up a book, and they would open to a certain page and say, okay, page 96, paragraph 4. And he'd read the whole paragraph to them. Brilliant, brilliant people. Now, it's scary when I think about Gates. The stories about Gates. I'm very concerned. I didn't realize who this individual was until I read this part of this article. Things clicked. Moses had this ability, and there are these degrees of brilliance all the way up to, I think they found, I'll say 76 different degrees. The Masons only go to 33rd degree. Well, these brilliant people go up to 76. At the very, very top, the very top is what Moses had. This is the ability that Moses had to know and understand God's creation, and he was able to write the first five books of the Bible. This is what this, and this man understood God himself like no other individual. And creation, the universe, God's plan with mankind, God's plan with creation, and also with the kingdom of darkness, the devil, the fallen angels, the fall, God and his holy angels, Moses' writings. Then you have Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah. You have all the other prophets. They understood, and they were able to see into what Moses had presented by writing the first five books of the Bible. They were able to, from that, glean, and God would reveal to them further insight into God's plan overall for mankind. Now, how in the world did I get down this rabbit hole? Well, it was triggered when I read this on Bill Gates of Hell. I realized this guy is on another level. He is not what you think. Barack Obama has no ability. But Obama, I now realize he understands clearly the ability that Gates has. And now, boy, I need another hour. I need another hour. Okay. I'm going to stay with this matter of God so that you can see, you that don't know God. He dispenses abilities to every single human being. Every human being has a God-given gift, talent, ability, creative ability, abilities in creating or in money, in managing finance. Everything is covered in a society, because a society must be built on the giftings of the people in that society. If everybody had a gift to just be a doctor, well, you'd have no plumbing. You have no electricity. So God, in his infinite wisdom, there is a balance. In every society, God, there is a balance God puts into. He knows who's going to live in that society, and he knows who are going to be, they're going to gravitate toward the construction and all of the everything related with construction from from actual framing, concrete, roofing, plumbing, electrical, siding, windows, everything, carpets. There has to be a balance. God created balance in the creation with all the plants and the bugs and the microbes. There has to be a balance in societies so that a society is not lopsided. Who can do that? Who can arrange this kind of structure? No one but God himself. There's a balance in every city in the world. You have an adequate number of plumbers, electricians, who President Johnson, he said, these are the important people. He said the politicians and the law enforcement, he said these are the lesser, these are the least important people. Don't get mad at me if you're in law enforcement. Don't get mad at me if you're politicians. This is quoting President Johnson. He said the important people are the ones that keep the society moving. And remember, he was married to Lady Bird Johnson. Her father was, they owned Brown and Root. They build huge nuclear, well, they build mining industry all over the world, Brown and Root. So he knew, I can't think of his first name, Johnson. What was his first name? Baines Johnson, LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson, built his wife. Her dad was in construction, building. The company I used to work for in Wyoming, Lady Bird's dad built the mine in northwest of Green River, Wyoming. Texas Gulf was the name of the company. Going back to God, make sure there's a balance. If there are too many plumbers in the city, guess what happens? By diffusion, these people leave and go find an area where there's a need. This is the way God planned it. And every person that is born, God gives them a interest in something. Some people are interested in taking things apart, putting things together. They don't care about what happens in the bank. They don't care about how they manage the bank. They don't care about the investments. Give me something to take apart, put back together. Rush Limbaugh's greatest example, the most brilliant people that Rush stated that there are farmers and ranchers. In his view, these people were brilliant. They can take things apart, put things together, engineer what they need, they make it, they create it. They with livestock, they know how to take Bessie, you know, who's sick, the cow, the milk cow, and make sure she lives. They're always available for the needs of their animals 24 hours a day, just like children. This is how God does it, and with giftings intellectually. You may not like to believe what I'm going to say now, but these people that are in this political world, the Pelosi's and all these people, they are needed. And these kids that go to Yale and Harvard and Purdue, and they're needed. I read an interesting article a year ago. I'm trying to find it. We, like myself, I'm guilty. Sometimes I don't like these people. I don't like these. I knew a friend that was a Purdue, a Yale, a Harvard type. The Pendleton socks, the Pendleton shirt. I went to Alaska with him. This kid, he was brilliant with the books, he could have been a politician. He was just good with people. But this guy, when it came to putting gas in the car, I mean, he was lost. The name was John. But he lived in that world. He dated girls that were extremely wealthy from the East Coast, and their parents wanted to send them back to a decent little safe environment, so they sent them to Greeley, Colorado to study. And so John, that was his world, and I didn't like it, but we clicked. We took a trip to Alaska, drove up, lived together for a little bit, and then he had to leave Alaska. He had to go back to the yuppie world, or the world of the elites. They're important. They're the ones send their kids to school to go to these corporations, to run the corporations, to create things that we need, that are needed. They build the hospitals. They build everything. And the article flipped my view, and I realized through reading the Bible, once again, I understood, of course. Christ is building a kingdom that is invisible but real because it affects the world. The writings of the Apostle Paul affected the world like no other book written other than the scripture, the Bible itself. But his interpretation and understanding of God's plan through his epistles, the world changed for the better. And God is building his kingdom and protecting societies, influencing societies, so societies will be moral and safe for their citizens. But then you have another kingdom called the kingdom of darkness. And in that kingdom, they are building something too. They're building all these systems of the world, education, of military, politics, sports, entertainment. That's what they do. And just like with the king, those in the kingdom of heaven, God dispenses intellectual insight, abilities. He does the same with the other side, with those in the kingdom of darkness. And we see what those in the kingdom of darkness are capable of. It's evident. We just look at the COVID, everything that has occurred surrounding the COVID, this virus or snake venom, everything that has been done. This is what the children of the devil do. They build things, the system of the devil. But you look at it and you have to admit it is absolutely brilliant and fascinating what they discover. Now, in that world, you have those who are believers that believe in God, that have a conscience. They also understand that world, but they don't tweak that world to cause misery, suffering, and death. They use it to further the lives, extend the lives of people, and to make the quality of life better. This is what God's children do. But when you look at that world in these biosciences with synthetic technology, I've been reading about synthetic technology. I understand it. It's hard for me to formulate how to explain it. It's unbelievable. It's in the Bible. Mankind would be given the ability through bringing insight from the kingdom of Satan, bringing that into the world, that knowledge into the world, and then the children of the devil use it for evil. But putting together something synthetic that exists, it's a life form, not natural, not created in the Garden of Eden, but nevertheless, a life form. It's demonic. But this is the abilities that God has given mankind, and man has been given the right through the laws of free will to work in that world that they want and to do evil and create anything that is going to be used against mankind. They are employed. They have an employer. I've discussed this before, the devil. And they are his employees. They have to do their job, just like people in the world. When you're employed, you have an employer. You have duties You have to be faithful to take care of your duties with Christians. You know, the Christian work ethic. Well, our employer, yes, might be an individual who signs our paycheck, but ultimately the reality is we do are employed by God Himself. God has employed us for His kingdom, for His service. We are to make our living. We're not to be a burden financially or in any other way, or in any other way toward, we're not to be cumbersome to anyone. We are to take care of our responsibilities, and we are to contribute. As a father, I take care of my family, have always taken care of my family. That's my responsibility. This is one of the ways in which God has matured me just as an individual, but then on top of that, with a ministry, I have further duties outside of a family structure. I have further duties with a company of people that I minister to on a spiritual level to give them insight into God's plan for the time we live in, God's plan for their lives individually, the overall picture of what God intended for mankind from the beginning. And I have responsibilities to, God has put me in a position as a minister to minister to God's people in any way possible. And I must take care of that responsibility. It's just a requirement. I didn't ask for it, but God one day tells me that you're going to have a ministry, and that's why I'm here presenting this to you and explaining to you each day there's something new that I see. Today I see, I didn't realize the abilities that Bill Gates of Hell has. I didn't realize that till this very day. And now I realize this is beyond normal. This is almost, I use the term, otherworldly, something beyond. But with these type of abilities, you have those in the kingdom of darkness that have these abilities, and what the people have built through the centuries, through these thousands of years, there's a magnificent world presently. We live in an absolutely fantastic world. Evil, but wonderful on the other hand. Well, I'm finishing up the program for today. I'm going to say that on Sunday, join me 10 to 1 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360khnc.com if you're going to stream in, or 1360 AM radio if you're in the radio audience here in Northern Colorado. So, till then, I will visit you next week. Rick Rodriguez, may the God of peace bless you. May the God of peace keep you over the weekend. Have a wonderful evening. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.